Good morning, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹，早。
Good to be back here again after a trip to China and Nepal for last 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
我们在中国还有尼泊尔待了三个星期，我们很高兴又回来看与你们见面。
And the We want to talk about the church in China that is suffering.
我们今天要谈到的，主要是我们谈到中国的教会目前所受的一些苦难。
You know, the situation today is not very good in house churches.
我们知道家庭教会目前面临的境况是非常的严峻。
Because the Xi Jinping regime is bringing a lot of hardship to the house churches in particular since February 1st last year.
我们知道从去年的二月开始，中国的政府对家庭教会有很多的各方面的打压。
So people are saying that Xi Jinping is almost returning to the Mao's, the Red Guard days.
很多人说习近平好像要回到以前的毛时代，就是文革的那个时候。
So that's a prediction that it seems to be going nowadays.
所以我们看到现今的情况，似乎这个预言是正确的。
For example, many big churches in Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangdong are being closed.
我们知道目前在北上广的一些很大的家庭教会现在都被关闭了。
And the pastors and the elders, deacons, leaders are arrested without cause.
我们知道很多的牧师、传道人，还有弟兄姐妹，他们被没有罪名，但是被逮捕。
So we need to pray a lot for our brothers and sisters in China who are suffering.
我们需要常常的为这些在中国的受苦的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
And that brings us to the biblical story and passage that we are concentrating this morning.
这就让我们来到今天早上我们要读的经文。
The real passage is 1 Peter 4.
所以呢我们要读的是彼得前书第四章。
First two verses.
第一节第二节。
And I want to emphasize the teaching from 1 Peter 4, because 1 Peter talks a lot about suffering. The 1 Peter 1 to 4, chapter 1 to 4, talks a lot about suffering.
我们知道彼得在彼得前书第一章到第四章有很多地方谈到受苦的事。
And it begins with It says, therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourself with that same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin.
那里彼得前书第四章第一节，那里谈到弟兄姐妹，基督既然在肉身受苦，所以我们如果与他一同受苦的话，我们也我们在肉身上也与他应该一同受苦，我们就可以脱离了罪身。
And as a result, he has not lived the rest of his earthly life for the evil human desires, but rather for the will of God.
所以这样子的话，凡是在地上就是受苦的，他就脱离了世上的情欲，然后能够活在神的旨意中。
So this is a kind of an introduction to why Peter writing the things he's writing to witness the Christ suffering on earth.
所以这就是为什么彼得要写关于基督在世上受苦的事。
You know, Peter has a reason to write about suffering.
因为彼得他有足够的理由来写关于受苦的这个题目。
Because Peter witnessed the suffering of Christ right there in the Garden of this Gethsemane, and also the trials of before the Sanhedrins.
因为彼得他亲自的目睹了耶稣在科西玛利园受苦，以及他在 会堂中间受审的整个的经过。
And I believe that the church in China has gone through a lot of suffering, and they understood what it means to be suffering for Christ.
我相信中国教会目前面临的这些苦难，使他们能够明白什么叫做苦。他们心中一定明白什么叫做苦难。
You know, the word for witness in Greek is martyria.
你们知道这个见证这个字在希腊文里头，它的本来的意思就是殉道。
And from which word we get the word English word martyr or martyrdom?
这就是我们现在的这个英文里头的这个殉道或是殉道者。这个字的一个来源。
So the word itself, the witness itself, is a Christian vocabulary.
所以这个见证这个词本身是一个基督徒专用的一个名词。
And in those days, when you witness for Christ, you are willing to die.
在那个在古时候，你如果要为耶稣做见证，那个意思就是说你愿意为他而死。
So our brothers and sisters in China has been the good witness for Christ.
所以我们在中国的弟兄姐妹们，他们为基督做了美好的见证。
And this morning I'd like to talk about the witness of a suffering church in China.
今天我愿意以中国教会为例子来谈到一个受苦的教会所做的见证。
And we experienced them, also we encouraged them over the last several years.
在过去几年，我们有很多的机会去看他们，而且鼓励他们。
So let us look at the first part of the topic as we talk about suffering church in ancient times, New Testament times, also in this times.See, what is the parallel and the lessons we learn from both the situations?
所以当我们谈到第一世纪的中国教会的受第一世纪教会的受苦的时候，我们也可以把它应用在我们现今受苦的教会。
So in the first place, I'd like to talk about the place of suffering in Jesus' life.
首先我们要谈谈在耶稣的生平中间这个受苦对他所具有的意义。
As you know, Jesus predicted his own suffering while he was still living.
我们知道耶稣活着的时候，在世上的时候，他已经预言到他将要受苦。
And he talked about the Son of Man will suffer under hands of the evil rulers.
他说过，人子要在恶者的手中受难。
So he'll be arrested, he'll be crucified, die, and also raised from the dead on the third day.
所以他将要被逮捕、被审判，而且被判刑，受死，第三天从死里复活。
So the first section of this sermon talk about suffering Jesus' life, and he has a witness from the Matthew Luke 24:26.
所以首先我们要谈到基督为我们的救恩受苦，是在路加24:26。
And this passage talks about.When Jesus was walking on Emmaus Road after the crucifixion and resurrection.
所以这个是耶稣在去以马厨师的路上，他提到了他将要钉十字架的事。
And they were wondering, you know, they were talking about on the road, Jesus disguised himself and among the people, and they were talking about what happened over the weekend.
所以那两个门徒在那个路上，他们就谈到了耶稣的死，还有然后耶稣也出现在他们中间，跟他们谈。
And Jesus asked him, "What are you talking about over this weekend? What happened?"
所以耶稣就问他说：“你们到底刚才在谈什么？到底发生了什么事？”
And these two disciples said, "Don't you know? Haven't you not heard that over the weekend Jesus Christ, our Lord, was dead, crucified, and then resurrected?"
所以他那两个门徒说：“难道你没有听说吗？耶稣已经在上个周末被人家钉死了，被埋葬了。
And then Jesus talked to them about why this Messiah must suffer.
所以耶稣就告诉他们说，为什么这位弥赛亚必须受苦。
And then he says, beginning with Moses, and he talked about the Israelites and how the Messiah will come and suffer on account of the sins of the mankind.
所以他从摩西开始就讲到，在历代以来。神怎么样已经让以色列人知道这位弥赛亚他要来而且要受苦。
So that's why he said that did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?
他说基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀岂不是应当的吗？
So this is the first incident Jesus talking after his resurrection that his suffering was necessary in order to enter glory.
所以这是耶稣第一次在他复活之后提到他必须受苦，这样子他才能够进入到荣耀中。
And what is that glory he's talking about?
耶稣所谈到这个荣耀是什么？
The glory is that he will enter the kingdom of God and enter the hands of the Father and then he will be worshipped by all the people in the world.
所以耶稣谈到是他要进到神的面前，进到永生的国里，而且呢要受众人的敬拜。
So Jesus knew his suffering that was coming.
耶稣知道他将要受苦。
And he was gladly going through the suffering.
他甘心乐意地进入苦难中。
And then he was able to receive the glory that because of his suffering.
所以他要经过这个受苦，最后进入荣耀里。
So Jesus became our example of suffering.
所以耶稣是我们的受苦的一个典范。
So then the part B, talk about Jesus learned obedience through suffering in Hebrews 5:8.
所以第二点就是在希伯来书五章八节那里讲到耶稣因为他所受的苦难，他就学会了顺服。
So I bring all these different categories of a Bible passage to support the whole theme that the witness of the suffering church is because of Jesus' suffering.
因为我举出这些例子，就来证明，现今教会的受苦是因为耶稣自己他也受了苦。
So here, Hebrews 5:8 tell us that though he was son.That he learned obedience from what he suffered.
所以希伯来书这里告诉我们说，他虽然为人子，为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
So what did he learn?
所以耶稣学会了什么？
Jesus learned to obedience to the Father's will.
所以基督他学会了要顺服父神的旨意。
You know, although he says he's a son of God, but he learned obedience.As a son of God and son of man, in order to submit himself to the Father's will.
所以这里说他虽然作为神的儿子，但是他还是顺服神。
And then, verse 9, if we can go on a little bit, verse 9 says, And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all those who obey him.
所以就是第九节那里讲说他既得以完全就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
So you see, because of Jesus' suffering, we can have obedience in him, also have relationship with God.
所以就是因为耶稣受苦，所以我们才能够与神建立起关系。
There was a young preacher in his early days was very faithful in preaching in Shanghai long time ago.
在很多年前，上海有一位很年轻的牧师。
So during those days, he would have outside park meetings for public ministry.
所以在他那个时候呢，常常在街头，在户外传福音。
And then that ran for several years. 500-600 people would come to the park, and he would preach, and many become Christians.
所以他在公园里头布道，常常有500-700来听他布道。
But pretty soon he was arrested for preaching the gospel.
后来他就因为讲道就被逮捕。
He was in there for almost 10 years.
他在监狱中待了10年。
So in China, if you're arrested for preaching the gospel.He can be arrested for 5-10 years of jail.
在中国，如果他认为你非法传道的话，可以判你5-10年的徒刑。
That is, if you are not in the Three Self Church.
意思就是你没有得到政府的许可，你不是在三自的政府的登记的教会里头讲道。
So then he was released and then went to preaching again. This time he was hiding by preaching clandestinely.
所以他出来以后呢，他继续的讲道，但是这次他就不是在公开的，他是在私底下讲道。
Then he was arrested for second time for 6 more years.
所以第二次他又被逮捕，他被判6年。
And then people were asking, "What did you learn from these two prison sentences?"
所以人家就问他说：“你从两次的这个坐牢的经历里头，你学到什么功课？”
So he says, well, I learned two lessons in these almost 16 years of a jail sentence.
他说我在这16年坐监的当中我学会了两件事情。
One, suffering allowed me to know God better.
他说我发现受苦让我更多的认识神。
And also, suffering helped him obey God's will.
他说而且受苦可以帮助我能够明白神的旨意。
And this is the meaning of Hebrews 5:8-9.
这就是希伯来书第五章八节跟九节的意思。
Because Jesus himself learned obedience through suffering.
因为基督自己借着受苦学会了顺从。
He learned obedience because he must suffer in order to please God.
因为他知道他必须受苦，这样才能讨神的喜悦。
So even Jesus Christ has to obey God and suffer for mankind's salvation.
所以你知道耶稣他自己 也必须顺服神的旨意，必须为了救恩 而受苦。
So are we suffering for God?
我们会不会，我们愿不愿意为神受苦？
You know, Jesus suffering basically his earth ministry, physical and spiritual suffering.
所以我们知道耶稣在世上的时候，他不但是肉身受苦，他灵里头也受苦。
Because he says, my God, why have you deserted me? Why have you given me up?
所以他在十字架上的时候，他说：“我的主，我的神，你为什么丢弃我？”
And Christians in China today, they suffer gladly.
所以在今天的中国，我们看到很多的信徒受苦，他们是甘心乐意的受苦。
Because they say that the believer's share in suffering is something pleasing to God.
因为他们认为我们基督徒跟神像基督那样子受苦是讨神喜悦的。
You know, sometimes we have very little of suffering, any idea of suffering for Christ.
你知道我们常常对于受苦的意义了解的非常的少。
During the last three weeks, we were preaching in Singapore, in Hong Kong, and also Lanipar. I went to Nepal to teach and preach.
所以在过去几个礼拜，我们在香港，在新加坡。然后还有最后是到尼泊尔去去讲道。
So when I got to Nepal, it was a different story from Hong Kong or Singapore.
所以当我到达尼泊尔以后，我就发现那个情况跟香港和新加坡是完全不一样的。
I was asked to teach advanced theological students on the history of Christianity in China as an expert on the field.
我是在尼泊尔教一些的神学硕士班的学生关于宣教的事。
So if you know anything of Nepal, it's one of the poorest countries in the world.
我们知道尼泊尔是世界上最贫穷的国家之一。
And I've been there before several times teaching in the seminary.
我以前在那边的神学院教过几次。
But this time was January, it's cold there.
但这次是一月，所以非常的冷。
And it's like 30-40 degrees.
大概30度40度的温度。
And there's no heat in the room.
房间里头没有这个暖气。
There's the room is more colder than outside.
对，房间里面比外面的气温还低。
So sometimes during the daytime we go outside get some sunshine before freezing in the inside.
所以有的时候白天呢我们就会冻得受不了，我们就到外头去晒一下太阳。
And then when we eat, we huddle together and eat quick and then go outside and get some sunshine.
所以我们每次吃饭的时候我们都挤在一起很快的吃完，这样我们可以到外头去晒太阳。
So there's no heat, there's no light.
没有暖气也没有电。
And therefore no shower.
所以也没有热水不能洗澡。
So I was, did not take shower for a whole week.
所以我一个礼拜没有洗澡。
And my wife says, get away from me when I saw her.
所以后来她后来我回去的时候，我的太太说你离我远一点。
And because the only hot water was, I had to boil water in the gas can, and then in order to wash face, and brush teeth.
所以因为我每天只能自己烧一点热水，然后我可以洗脸还有刷牙。
That is as far as suffering I went.
那个是我所谓的受苦。
You know, we face persecution or suffering because of inconveniences of life.
我们所受的苦只是生活上的一些不方便。
Only for 7 days.
只有一个礼拜。
And after that, I was free from it.
所以一个礼拜以后，我就脱离了那个苦难。
So Jesus suffered for us unto death.
但是基督为我们受苦，一直到他死为止。
And then because of his obedience, death on the cross, and God glorified him and gave him a name that was above every name, that every knee and every tongue shall confess.
所以因为他受苦在十字架上死，最后神给他荣耀，所以让世上万族万邦都要在他面前屈膝。
And that is kind of glory that we are to share after we become Christians and then when we go to heaven.
所以将来我们到天堂以后，我们也要分享同样的荣耀。
Let us look at the believer's share in Christ's suffering.
然后我们谈到我们基督徒，我们信徒也要与基督的苦难有份。
And we are to call to have a share in Christ's suffering.
因为主耶稣呼召我们要去效法基督的受苦。
And let us go to the next point.
我们再到下一点，再下来。
Yeah. Next point. And after this.
还有，再下来。再来
Yes, we are to call to have a share in Christ's suffering in 1 Peter 2:21.
我们看彼得前书二章二十一节那里就提到我们是蒙召受苦。
So he says, to this end you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps.
这里说你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦。给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中心。
So here says you are called.
这里讲到说我们是蒙召。
What are you called? What are we called to?
神到底呼召我们做什么？
We're called to suffer.
神呼召我们去受苦。
Because Christ suffered for you.
因为基督为我们受苦。
And when Christ suffered for you, you're called to do likewise, suffer with him, because he left us an example.
所以基督呼召你，因为他自己受苦，所以他呼召你要跟他一样受苦，因为他是我们的榜样。
So you see that when the Chinese Christians suffer, they say this is natural.
所以当中国的信徒受苦的时候，他们说这个是自然的。
I have a few friends in jail right now in China.Because of preaching the gospel.
我有几个朋友，他们目前因为传道而在监牢里头。
December 8th, they were arrested.
他们是在去年12月8号被逮捕。
His name is Wang Yi.
他是王仪牧师。
And his wife, Jiang Rong.
还有他的妻子师母蒋荣。
At middle of night, they were arrested and then went separate ways.
所以
they were arrested that night.
他们是在晚上休息的时候被逮捕。
And then never to be heard from again.
从那以后，我们再也没有听到他们的消息。
And pretty soon the elders began to arrest. Elders, deacons, and leaders of church, one by one, over 100 of them were arrested.
所以后来执事、长老还有弟兄姐妹，所以当时差不多有100多位被逮捕。
Just because they did not register with the government as a three-stop church.
因为他们不愿意登记成为政府管理的教会。
And another pastor friend of mine near Kunming.
另外，我们有一位很好的朋友，他是在昆明，一位牧师。
And he was arrested because of traveling without the illegally entering to China, even though he was a Chinese citizen.
所以他呢，他的罪名就是他非法进入国境。虽然他本身是一个中国的公民。
So he was arrested for a whole year before his trial came up.
所以他被逮捕以后一年才被审判。
And then the trial they gave him another 6 years.
所以另外他们又判了他6年徒刑。
And we have some friends going there and give him some money and also got some letters from him.
所以我们有朋友去监狱头看他，也拿回他写的手写的一些信。
So he says, "Don't worry about me."
他的在信中告诉我们，他说：“你不要担心。
”And he says, "Now I have a Bible to read."
他说：“至少我现在有圣经可以读。
”Because the first year he could not have anything read.
因为在头一年他被关的时候，他什么都没有，不能读书，不能读圣经。
So he requested the English Bible.
所以他请他们。容许他有一本 英文的圣经。
And he says, I'm happy now. I have a Bible to read every day for more than 4 hours a day.
他说我现在非常高兴，因为我一天可以有四个钟头时间读圣经。
Because he says, before I didn't have that many time to read the Bible.
他说以前我太忙了，都没有那么多时间读圣经。
We are called to have a share in Christ's suffering.
但是基督就召我们去效法基督的受苦。
Because we're called to suffer for Christ.
因为他呼召我们这样子做。
All Christians are to suffer for Christ one way or another.
每一个基督徒都要为基督受苦，不管是在哪一方面。
You know, before I went to Nepal, my wife says, don't go, you know, it's too hard over there.
我要去以前，我先生，我的妻子说别去，说那里太，生活环境太苦了。
But I say, I must go because they invited me, and this is a rare occasion, and maybe this is the last time in my life.
我说我一定得去，因为他们邀请我，而且很可能就是我一生最后一次去那里。
So I'm glad I went.
我很高兴我去了。
On the count of gospel, we can endure hardship, suffer for the Lord.
所以在由于福音的缘故，我们可以为主受苦。
So in that sense, Peter is saying that we are called to have Christ's suffering.
所以彼得说我们是蒙召去受苦。
Before you are glorified, you must suffer for Christ.
在受苦，在得荣耀之前，你必须先受苦。
Because Jesus suffered and then he was glorified.
因为基督也是通过受苦而得荣耀。
We are called to suffer with him because He is our example.
所以我们蒙召受苦是因为要学习基督的榜样。
So to suffer means to know God's will.
所以受苦的意思就是明白神的旨意。
So when this man came out of jail after a second time, his witness preaching was much more stronger than the first time.
所以我们刚才提到的那位牧师他出来他十六年坐监出来以后他的讲道更是大有能力。
So this is, we know suffering is good because it is love for God, God's love for us.
所以我们知道受苦对我们有益处的，因为神就是爱。
So in a way, suffering is a pathway to glory.
所以受苦是通向荣耀的一条道路。
We won't want to romanticize this suffering glory, you know, in our times.
我们并不是想要把这个受苦这个事情变得好像很浪漫。
But you know, in true sense, when suffering comes, you should get ready.
但是最重要的就是当苦难来的时候，你要准备好。
So these people in China, they are ready for the suffering.
我们知道这些在中国的信徒们，他们已经预备好了。
Many of them are in jail, and many of them are nameless, and then many of them you cannot get in touch with them.
所以很多人他们在里面，他们甚至是无名的一些为主受苦的人。
So we pray for them.
我们要记得为他们祷告。
Because it is God's will for them to suffer and also for us to suffer.
因为这是神的旨意，要他们也要我们受苦。
Just like the suffering servant in Isaiah 53.
就好像以赛亚书53章里头讲到受苦的仆人。
He suffered for us so that we may be healed.
那里讲到耶稣因为他所受的创伤我们得医治。
So that is a mystery of Christ's suffering.
这是基督受苦的一个奥秘。
Also, suffering is our honor and is given for our glorification.
另外呢，受苦是我们的光荣，为了是让我们能够得荣耀。
And this is found in 1 Peter 4:12 and 13.
所以那里是从彼得前书第四章十二到十三节那里提到。
And we will read this passage.
我们来读。You want me to read it?
Yeah, 你读中文。
Okay.亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
So Peter is saying that don't be surprised when the suffering comes to you.
所以彼得说，你们受苦的时候不要觉得奇怪。
Why does he say that?
为什么彼得这样说?
Because during this time when Peter was writing, it's a time of suffering in Rome and also in the Roman Empire against Christians.
我们知道彼得写这封信的时候，当时的罗马帝国正在逼迫基督徒。
Peter was probably in Rome writing, so he knew what was going on in Rome against Christians.
所以彼得那个时候可能就在罗马，所以他晓得罗马政府所做的事情。
And that's why he is encouraging Christians outside of Rome or in Rome, don't be surprised it's coming.
所以他鼓励不管是在罗马城内或城外的基督徒，他说这个苦难来临，你们不要觉得稀奇。
Because he says that you are to be participating in suffering of Christ so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed.
因为他说你们是与基督一同受苦，所以你们在他荣耀显现的时候，你们也要一起欢喜快乐。
And that glory that is revealed is in the life of Christians when they join the Lord.
所以当我们与基督一同受苦的时候，我们就可以与基督一同得荣耀。
And that's a comforting thing for Christians to know at that time.
这个对基督徒来说是很大的一个安慰。
You know, Christians suffer on account of gospel. They are much more stronger after they are released.
我们知道基督徒受苦以后就会变得更强壮。
And the next line of thinking is that number C, sharing Christ's suffering is a way to know Christ.
所以第三点就是要讲到我们与基督一同受苦，这个是我们认识基督的一个方式。
Maybe my wife will read the Chinese part on Philippians 3, 8 to 10.
所以我读一下腓立比书三章八到十节。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有因信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Knowing Christ through his suffering.
就是与基督受苦，透过这个来认识基督。
There was a man in Shanghai also who was went to jail because of gospel.
在上海，另外在上海有一位传道人因为传道而受苦。
And then he went to jail for 16 years again.
他也是为了基督受苦在监里头十六年。
He says that it was the first 10 years he was anger against God.
他说头十年他非常的生气，对神生气。
Then he says that after that the emotional healing, spiritual healing, he began to know what it means to suffer with Christ.
他说经过十年以后，他慢慢的明白了，他心里开始得医治，他的心境。平静下来以后，他开始慢慢明白了受苦对他是什么意思。
So he felt that he was a jar of alabaster perfume that was broken.
他说他好像那个香油，那个香气，被香瓶子被打破以后，他的香气就出来。
And then he can smell the sweet aroma of his suffering on account of the gospel.
他说他似乎可以闻到从他受苦中间所发出来的那个香气。
And then he really began to know the mercies of God for his suffering.
所以他慢慢的明白了什么叫做神的怜悯。
He began to know the mercy and faithfulness of God in suffering.
他知道神的信实，神的他透过了受苦能够明白神的信实和怜悯。
So for the first time he can identify with Christ's suffering and enjoy the power of his resurrection.
所以他说他第一次能够开始明白什么叫做与基督一同受苦一同复活。
And then he says you really don't know the holiness of God until you have suffered for him.
他说除非你为了神受苦，不然你没有办法明白神的圣洁是什么意思。
Then the third point I want to stress is the place of suffering in believers' life.
第三大点我要谈到就是受苦在信徒生命中的地位。
Of course, we've been talking all along about the believers' suffering in their Christian life.
我们刚才已经谈了很多关于信徒在他们的生活中为主受苦。
In 1 Peter 4:1-2, basically said that we are Christians who suffer, we are done with sin.
所以我们刚才读的彼得前书第四章第一节第二节那里讲到，我们与基督在我们在肉身上受苦，我们就与罪断绝了。
Since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourself with this same attitude, because whoever suffers in the body is done with sin.
所以那里讲到谁在肉身受苦就与罪断绝。
And as a result, they do not live in the rest of their life in terms of earthly life of evil human desire, but rather for the will of God.
所以这样子的这样子的结果就是从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，再适度余下的光阴。
This is really true in among the many Christians suffering in China.
这是我们从中国的受苦的信徒里头，我们可以看到这个是正确的。
One house church leader was arrested for being an adulterer and stealing money from the church.
有一位传道人，他被逮捕是因为他的罪名就是他通奸还有偷窃。
It's very sad that church pastor or evangelist would do this kind of thing in the early days of house church movement.
这个是在早期的家庭教会发生的一件事情，就是传道人会做这样的事情是非常不幸的。
But he was not a Christian at the time.
当他做这些事情的时候 他还不是基督徒。
So he was sent to jail for 20 years.
所以他被判了20年的徒刑。
And then when he was in jail, he became a Christian, listening to the believers' witness there.
所以他在狱中的时候他听到福音就成为基督徒。
So he came out.
他离开监狱以后
Then he says, they ask him, what did you learn in jail second 10 years after you became a Christian?
人家就问他说你成为基督徒以后的后半部的那段在监狱里的生活头你学了什么？
He says, the first 10 years I hated the government.
他说头十年我心中充满了对政府的仇恨。
And also someone, a believer, turned him in, so that he hated that brother too.
而且他还有一个基督徒还告密，所以他也很恨那个告他的那个基督徒。
Then he says, the second 10 year, I begin to forgive them.
他说，但是第二个十年，我信主以后，我就开始饶恕他们。
And also during the second 10 years, he was released of lust for money, also for woman.
所以他说在第二个十年当中他说我终于脱离了对于情欲还有对于金钱的那种贪恋。
And he was completely healed from lust and also from women and also from money.
所以他说他真正的得到了医治脱离了情欲和财务的捆绑。
So this is also literally fulfilled in the word of God. It says,Whoever suffers for the Lord is done with sin.
所以这个就刚好符合我们刚才读的，说我们是在肉身受苦，我们就与罪断绝。
What happened was once you suffer the Lord gave you a new heart so that your desire for worldly things will go away.
所以当你受苦的时候，神给你一个新的心智。所以你对于世界的一些贪恋就没有了，就消失了。
So this brother came out of the jail, became much more vibrant and leader and a preacher.
所以这个人他离开监狱以后，他就成为一个大有能力的为主大发热心的一个基督徒。
So none of these things bothered him anymore.
这些事情再也不搅扰他了。
So he went on to do much more great work for the Lord.
所以他后来就为主做了许多。美善的工作。
So suffering liberates the Christian from control of sin.
所以受苦可以使基督徒脱离罪的捆绑。
And also B, suffering tests refined faith.
第二点就是受苦可以试验，可以炼净人的心。
And that is found in 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7.
那是在彼得前书一章六到七节那里说的。
And it says, in all this greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials, These may have come so that proven the genuineness of your faith a greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
所以在中文里头那里说，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得到称颂、称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Suffering and tests refines faith.
我们知道受苦可以炼净我们的信心。
Just as suffering can produce maturity,
就好像受苦能够使人成熟。
And we know that suffering can lead refined faith as well.
我们也知道同样的我们的信心可以因为受苦就变得更纯净。
Your faith becomes stronger when your faith is tested to almost like fire going through the ordeal.
所以当我们碰到苦难的时候，我们的信心就受到试炼，好像被火烧过一样，就会变得更强壮。
And there was a boy in Wenzhou many years ago has to comfort his father.
所以有一个在温州有一个男孩子，有一次他安慰他的父亲。
And during the Cultural Revolution, there's many people committed suicide.
所以在文革的时候，有很多人自杀。
And this man was about to commit suicide because he was shamed and also marched on the street with a tall hat and to his name.
所以这个人呢，他因为被游街，就是被命令游街，戴着帽子，受了很多的屈辱，最后他就不想活了，他就想自杀。
So he was just about to jump the bridge.
那时候他就想从一个桥上跳到河里去。
And then his son, boy, came and come drag him and pull him down.
所以他的儿子看到了，就追上来，然后拽着他，想要把他从那个栏杆上拽下来。
He says, "Daddy, Daddy, don't jump."
他说：“爸爸，不要跳，不要跳河。”
Don't you know you're suffering with Christ?
难道你不知道你受这些苦是为了基督的缘故吗？
And our suffering can be refined through faith in suffering, we shall receive glory.
他说：“我们的信心经过这个试炼，我们就会更炼净了，我们会将来可以得荣耀。”
So this eight-year-old boy can endure suffering, also encourage father to have more refined faith.
所以这个男孩他就是因为他自己的信心。他就可以安慰他的父亲。
So suffering can refine one's faith to be much more stronger than before.
所以我们知道受苦可以使我们的信心更坚固。
And lastly, I want to stress on the suffering. I want to jump to suffering leads to maturity.
所以我们下面最后一条就是提到受苦可以使人成熟。
All these events and stories from China really testify that they are willing to die for their faith.
所以我们可以从中国信徒的身上，我们可以看到他们实在是愿意为了他们的信仰付上自己生命的代价。
That's why Romans 4:3-4 give us a kind of a strong testimony of those who suffer through will endure to the end.
所以我们看到罗马书第五章那里讲到一些受苦的人，受苦的人，他们能够忍耐一直到底。
Because it says, because we know that the suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
所以这里说，因为知道患难可以生忍耐，忍耐可以生老练，老练生盼望。
No, this is really testify the brothers and sisters who suffer.
所以这种是一个对于所有的基督徒都是一个很大的一个考验。
You know, maturity does not come automatically by age or by being the church for so long.
所以我们知道你不会因为你年纪大了或者你做基督徒久了你就很自然的变得很成熟。
You must go through certain tests, certain refinement or fire in order to reach that level of maturity.
你必须受过许多的试炼，受过许多的炼净， 熬炼，你的属灵的生命才会成熟。
And Paul here talk about the being steadfast and also approved character created by God.
所以保罗这里讲到的这个忍耐还有老练，这些都是从受苦中得来的。
And also these character produce hope.
我们知道这些美德最后产生的是盼望。
So these are signs of spiritual maturity.
这些譬如说忍耐、老练跟盼望都是一个成熟的属灵生命的一个特征。
So we know that these things produce hope in verse 5.
我们第五节呢讲这些事情最后可以带来盼望。
What kind of hope is it?
这到底是什么样的盼望？
Hope in Christ.
就是在基督里的盼望。
Hope that the hope is assurance of hope of things not seen.
就是所谓的盼望就是未见之事的确据。
And that hope will bring glory to God.
这样子的盼望是可以可以为神带来荣耀。
We saw these happening in Apostle Paul and Peter's life and also in the life of Chinese Christians.
我们可以从保罗的生平、彼得的生平，还有现今中国信徒的他们的生命中，我们可以看到这一种盼望。
That's why Peter says, when the trial and tribulation suffering comes, rejoice.
所以彼得说，当你们在受苦的时候，你们要欢喜快乐。
And this is because it brings you into maturity that otherwise you would not be matured.
因为这表示说，经过受苦以后，你就会成熟。因为如果你不受苦，你的生命没有办法成熟。
And this is being a secret of being a mature Christian.
这就是做一个成熟的基督徒的奥秘。
And when we share Christ's suffering, and we are now in the ministry of Christ.
所以当我们与基督一同受苦的时候，我们就与基督一同做工。
So this is the life and testimony of house churches in the last 50, 60 years.
我们知道在过去的五六十年里头，中国教会的信徒，他们给我们做了很好的榜样，这是他们的见证。
That's why they are more mature than you and I.
所以我们发现中国的信徒比我们还成熟。
They are much more mature, much more have endured hardship all these years.
在过去的这些年间，我们看到中国教会的信徒，他们是多么能够忍受各样的苦难。
See, that's why God caused them great growth over the last 30, 40 years.
所以在过去三四十年，神使中国的教会成千百倍的成长。
See, that's why American churches, Chinese churches, or white churches are not growing over the last 10, 20 years in America.
所以我们看到过去二三十年，美国的教会也包括华人教会增长得非常慢。
In fact, there are more people not going to church than going to church in the Protestant America.
所以现在的美国，去教会的人还不如不去教会的人多。
So there are more atheists or agnostics than Christians.
所以无神论的人越来越多，甚至超过基督徒的人。
Even though America proposed to be a Christian country with a 50% Christian population.
虽然在数据上来说，美国是一个基督教国家，就是基督徒是占50%。
But actually, those who are born again, going to church, obedient to Christ's word and practice, are a very small number.
但是真正的基督徒去教会读圣经，而且遵守神的话语的成熟的基督徒非常的少。
But in China, it's a reversed.
但是在中国是反过来的。
In the over last of 30 years, Chinese church has house church has grown over almost 100-fold.
在过去三十年间，中国教会是呈100倍的增长。
From 1 million in 1949 to 130 million a few years ago.
从几年前他们算是从100万，现在增长到1200万。
1亿。
1亿2000万。
Or more.
或者更多。
Because that caused alarm in the government.
所以这个是引起了政府的一种警觉。
Because that means there are more Christians than the party members.
因为现在基督徒的人数已经超过了共产党员的人数。
That's true.
这个是事实。
You can check out the numbers.
因为这个是官方的数据。
Because I studied this for the last 20, 30 years, this number has grown more and more, and that's why the government has been concerned.
所以这是我的研，我自己在过去的一些研究，这也是为什么政府他们心生警惕。
And that's why the Chinese church grows so much because of suffering.
所以中国教会为什么长这么快，是因为他们为主受苦。
You and I need to suffer for the Lord.
我们也应该为了主而受苦。
Suffering produces maturity.
因为受苦可以带来成熟。
Which brings hope.
可以产生盼望。
And if you want to grow in the Lord,
如果你愿意在基督里面成长,
you must find a way to suffer for the Lord.
你必须要找一个方法为主付出代价。
You know, suffering in America is difficult to find. Sometimes we don't know how to suffer.
所以你知道在美国我们很难很少有机会为主受苦。
You know, suffering could come many different ways.
受苦可以从各种不同方面的领导我们。
In the early church, suffering was basically martyrdom. You die for the faith.
在早期的教会受苦就表示说你殉道为主而死受死。
All the disciples were martyred except Judas.
我们知道除了犹大十二个门徒每一个人最后都为主殉道。
I've shown the list before. Every one of them died for their faith.
我以前有给你们看过这个图片就每一个使徒都为主每一个门徒都为主殉道了。
And so the other Reformation scholars during the Reformation in England and different part of the world, they die on account of their faith.
我们知道在改教的时候，还有在世界其他的地方，有许多的改教者和信徒为了他们的信仰为主摆上生命。
And also, of course, in China, over the last 34 years, many Christians died on account of their witness for the Lord.
我们也知道过去三四十年，有许多的基督徒在中国为了他们的信仰付上他们生命的代价。
So for you and I to suffer, we are a little lost.
所以对于我们来说，有的时候我们就很不太懂得什么叫受苦。
So suffering can become emotional suffering.
有的时候受苦是一种情感上的受苦。
And sometimes loss of friends or relatives, that's one form of suffering.
有时候我们失去了亲爱的朋友、亲人，我们会觉得那是受苦。
Or financial suffering, we are lost of funds and so on, and not able to live the lifestyle we want to live.
或者是在经济上，我们失去一些金钱投资，所以我们没有办法照自己想要的方式来生活。
But the true suffering is that you give yourself to the Lord.
但是真正的受苦就是你要把你自己完全的摆上。
That you think Christ first.
你把基督放在你生命的首位。
Be an offering, be a service, be able to do whatever you can for the gospel.
不管是在奉献金钱上或是在事工上，你要为了福音你完全的摆上。
So that is what is meant by the Apostle Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
所以这也是保罗说的，我能靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做的，这句话的意思。
Paul says, for me to live is gain, To live is Christ, to die is gain.
所以保罗说，对我而言，活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
That is our prayer.
这就是我们的祷告。
And that is the aim of all Christians who live in according to God's will.
所以这也是每一个基督徒要遵行神旨意的时候，我们应该有的生活方式。
Let us pray.
我们低头祷告。
也祷告。
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，主啊，因为很多时候我们觉得我们不配做你的仆人，因为我们不愿意摆上，主啊，我们贪爱现今世界给我们的舒适，给我们的享受，主啊，我们不愿意为你放下一些方便，放下一些我们的财物、我们的时间、我们的精力，主啊，常常我们就是为了贪图自己的享受。主啊，以至于我们的灵命没有长进，主啊，以至于我们的教会不增长，以至于我们在美国的教会，我们看到一天一天的衰弱。天父，求你帮助我们在末世的时候，主啊，我们当我们特别是看到我们的骨肉之亲，我们看到中国的基督徒他们为你摆上，主啊，不但是主啊，他们 放下许多的世上的方便，而且甚至是毫无畏惧的为了你而坐牢，毫无畏惧的为了你，主啊，牺牲他们的家庭生活，甚至牺牲他们的生命。天父，谢谢你在今世，在现今这个时代，仍然的用这些见证人，活在我们四周的好像云彩的见证人，来提醒我们，我们应当如何为你而活，帮助我们，让我们有一个受苦的心智，主啊，因为我们知道，为了福音的缘故，为了你自己的国度，我们所受的苦，主啊，在你看来，主啊，都好像馨香的祭，主啊，这些透过受苦，主啊，我们将来必跟你一起同享荣耀，主啊，我们也感谢你，因为借着受苦，我们能学会什么叫做忍耐，我们也能够学我们的灵敏，主啊，能够更成熟，变得更老练，而且最后为我们带来永生的盼望。天父，我们在这也特别纪念在中国的还在狱中的那些被逮捕的弟兄姐妹，特别是成都秋雨之福的那些传道人领袖，还有一些同工们，主啊，我们不知道他们在哪里，主啊，但是我们晓得这个世界的权势可以捆绑他们的身体，可以局限他们的身体，但是你的道不被捆绑，主啊，也不能够捆绑他们的灵魂，让他们在黑暗的在孤独的时候，主啊，当他们仰望你的时候，他们就得到了自由，主啊，没有人能够真正的剥夺，主啊，他们与你的相交的这种自由，主啊，你自己与他们同在，兼顾他们，兼顾那些教会的弟兄姐妹，兼顾许许多多的在中国的弟兄姊妹，不要因为这件事情灰心丧胆，主啊，你让他们更是经过了火炼，主啊，将来他们有更美好的见证，主啊，好让世人能够赞美你，能够说，主啊，神啊，你的旨意是完美的，主啊，我们相信你仍然坐着掌权，整件事情整个世界都在你的掌管之中，愿你的旨意成就，我们这样感谢祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名，
阿们
阿们。
谢谢赵长老以及 Nora，thanks to Elder Zhao and